Why do I have a podcast for April 9th? Very odd. It's Wednesday, April 8th, and yet this podcast says April 9th. Why? That's so weird. Is a day ahead. That's kind of odd. Maybe something splendiferous will happen tomorrow. A little loud over here. I am making some flank steak. And it's not even for me. It's not even for me. It's for my beasts. Trying to use up what's in my freezer that I know I will not eat. Unfortunately, I throw things in my freezer that, I forget about. And, at a certain point, it's just not usable, but shit. I thought I defrosted some skirt steaks for these bastards. Turned out it was a nice big flank steak, but certain things are just not meant to be frozen. And, so what I'm trying to do is just use the meat and the chicken that I don't have any intention of eating for myself. I will boil it and extend the life of the food that I currently have for my animals, because I don't know. I'd rather wean them off regular food, because I don't know how long that stuff is going to be out there, especially this fancy prescription stuff that gets you good when you got an animal that's a little higher maintenance than you expected. That's alright, though. I do the best to take care of them. They were both stray kittens when I found them, and they got a good home. I have one outside who used to come around, and he attached himself very lovingly to my landlord's cat, and now that poor guy is gone, and the kitten, you could tell, the kitten is besides himself. He had 8 good months with the buddy, and now his buddy's gone, and it's just so weird to see. Like, animals really do mourn. Animals really do know. They get attached. They have feelings. And I feel so bad for this freaking kitten. I feel really bad for him. And then he disappeared on me. I haven't seen him. And I think that he will be on the never-ending quest for the love of his life and his friend. And it just pains me to know that this is what life is. None of us escape. None of us escape from the pain of loss. And, there are bodies every place. There are bodies everywhere. And not even the bodies that you think about, that I typically think about, but I was just scrolling through. Like, I got this whole social distancing down. Like, you don't have to tell me twice to social distance from people. I don't generally like being around people, so this is cool to me. This is actually my first week of being home. Maybe I'm doing a little self-quarantine, because I had said earlier podcast, I have been exposed. That's a definite. So I'm gonna do my good due diligence as a citizen and keep my ass indoors for a little while, because I really don't need to go anyplace. But I'm cool with that. I'm okay with that. It hasn't been so nice out that I needed to be outside in the sun. So this is not a big deal to me. This is not a big deal to me. Because I was never really out there in the bars and, you know, just trying to socialize with people. Because in general, I just don't like people. I don't like common mentality. I don't like common mindsets. And all this stuff that people adhere to. Everything from their sports teams to their political teams to their religion. Like, all that's being shut down. They've taken away your rights and they've taken away your identities. Who the hell are you? Who are you? Not you, meaning my listeners, but I try not to insult my listeners. I try not to insult people who are listening and who understand, but I mean what I say in a very general sense, meaning you, the common people. Like, who are you? You know, who do you want to be? You've had everything that you've ever attached yourself to taken away. Now, how does that feel? It has to feel awful. It has to feel awful. And this is a new thing. This is a new thing for a lot of people. And a lot of people are melting down. They're not taking it too well. I know a few women. And, they're not taking it too well because they're scared. And because of money. And because they don't have anyone to fall back on. They don't have a man or another woman. These girls are hetero, so they're not into women. But, you know, some people do sell out. We know that. They don't have a man or just a partner to help them out. And it's not cheap to live here. A lot of people got caught in quicksand living here. If you're a single person and you're living on your own, then you're way ahead, because not many single people live on their own. It's just so expensive. So most people shack up, do whatever the fuck they do out here. I don't know. I don't pay attention. But it's not easy to be on your own. I don't know where else in the States, but at least out here, it's just not easy to go through life on your own. But these women do for their reasons. You know, not that they're bad people, they're good people, they're hardworking people, and they're melting down. They're melting down. And it's just because everything they've ever known has been threatened. And, the only thing I could say to them is just, we have to take things one day at a time. A lot of them weren't prepared. A lot of them never saw something like this coming. And believe me, I can't say that I 100% did either. At the swiftness, it's weird. Maybe because I was a little prepared for it, it's not as shocking to me. I don't know. I have never had something where I was so invested in for years that I feel like this is a disruption in my daily life. I've always kept it moving. I've always done what I've had to do, and if I had to do things temporarily, I put one foot in front of the other and I make things happen and I get by. I don't really rely. I don't try to rely on. I don't even know what the word would be. Just the. I'm losing words lately to it. None of this matters. None of this matters. It's a routine. They say people have the routine, like kids have the routine, and that's been stripped away from them. Their schooling. All of that. Our structure. Maybe that's the word that I was looking for. Structure. All these things that keep people safe and confined and within the boundaries of what they expect and what they know, that they've been removed, they've been taken away. And fear of the unknown. People don't know what the hell's gonna happen, right? They don't know when they're gonna get another paycheck. That's the scariest thing for them. That's the scariest thing. And then you've got people over here, I don't know if I mentioned it, but I happened to be looking on social media and there were like a bunch of able-bodied physical fitness, quote-unquote specialists or self proclaimed specialists and trainers that are like begging people to buy their gear to pay for their meals or some shit like that. I don't know. It was very strange to me. It was like, buy one of our t-shirts to support local trainers and 100% of the proceeds will go to such and such and help to feed a trainer. And I'm like, what? I might have mentioned this in a previous podcast, but it's like, you're able-bodied, man. Just get your ass to work. Why are people going to buy t-shirts now? Why, you know, it's like people are just so full of themselves and so narcissistic that they don't see. We don't know what's going to happen the next couple of months out. And I called May to be when the shit hits the fan, when the numbers really know. Who knows if this virus is really that lethal? But only time will tell. And all the fail safes and all the stuff that they've instituted. Alright. People are still turning positive. You hear more and more of this one's in ICU and that one's in ICU. But again, I'm in the epicenter. I'm in the hot spot. I see what's going on in other states, and it's ludicrous to me. It's ludicrous for a handful of positives that you have a whole state shut down. It's the numbers. I can't say that I'm convinced yet. Not to say that I want to be convinced, but at the same time, it's like, what is this all for and what is this all about? But again, my life hasn't been disrupted all that much, so I really don't give a shit. Except for income in the short term, but there are always ways, there are always methods. And going back to the Instagrammers and all these people, this is like the modern day girly mag, nudie mag, Instagram is. Which back in the day when I was growing up, you didn't have like your phone or your computer showing you all these bodies. It's you went to the local card and smoke shop, and in the back, there would be the magazine rack with all that special stuff, man. And that's the closest you'd get to seeing these model bodies. And now they're plastered everywhere. They're every Instagram. I don't know about Facebook. I don't use Facebook. I barely even use Instagram because it's just so pointless. Like, every chick with ripped abs is on there, every dude. And they're like, okay, you're pretty. You're nice looking. But that doesn't make you legit in terms of your knowledge base. Some people just genetically gifted that they could be the shittiest eater or the shittiest exercise, and they'll still look good. You're not proving anything. You're not proving anything. But people fall for that. Like, they really fall for it. And bodies are everywhere. It's not appealing. It's kind of creepy, but this is the standard now. This is the standard now, that even in the midst of a quarantine, in the midst of a fucking pandemic plague, that you bitches still have time to be posting pics of your abs and this and that. Get a fucking job. Do something with yourself. Do something with yourself. It just makes zero sense to it. It's just weird. People just are so desperate for attention, so desperate for recognition. Is this really gonna matter in a couple weeks? Is this really gonna matter in a couple months? Are you guys gonna still be posting your bodies half wanted everywhere when you realize pretty soon there's gonna be nothing to eat? That supply chains have been broken and the food sources have been compromised? Are you guys still going to be puckering up to the camera, showing your TNA, shaking it all, trying to be cute? Or are you guys going to be busted and desperate, heaving, slobbering? Oh, man. I don't get it. I don't get it. There's no sanctity anymore. There's no sanctity in anything. People are just so deluded and so enamored of their own reflections that they just can't. They don't get it. They don't get how their self-love just, I don't know, it just makes them so useless. There are people really, really suffering, man, who, you know, these are the ones I feel for. Not you dumb bitch asses who are just out there flaunting you. You have nothing. What happens when your body breaks down? What happens when all of this shit goes down? What happens when the currency resets? What happens? You're still just going to be selling your bodies, right? You're just going to be selling it until you're not cute anymore. It's So therefore, where does your purpose lie? Doesn't make any sense. I like trainers who are functional. I like trainers who teach you how to protect your body. I've had some pretty boy trainers in the past, and man, one in particular, he was a very, very well-known fitness model, and this guy was the worst guy. I mean, he taught me how to tear my shoulder. He had genetic gifts, though, it's granted. Some people do, and some people are really, really good at dieting and taking a great photo, looking good in the camera, but oh man, the dude, in terms of functionality, he tore me up. He was no good. He was no good. But then I had trainers who were, I wouldn't say Joe Sixpack, but they were the most sculpted, and they were brilliant. Brilliant, 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 brilliant. Great, 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 great. And, there's definitely purpose in physical fitness. But right now, you gotta be smart and you gotta be safe about how you expend your resources. Because the next couple of months, I wouldn't even say weeks, let's say maybe a couple of months, but it is April. So May, June, I mean, we're supposed to be harvesting things, and we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know, again, scarcity. Oil is going to be cheap or not. Who knows? They're trying to get that price of oil back up there. So we might have a cheaper summer, but then people, nobody's going anywhere because we're all in quarantine and nobody's driving and nobody's flying and nobody's cruising. Who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows? Nobody has money to go anywhere. The government's going to bail us all out and give us $600 a week in addition to state unemployment. It's like, wow. They're basically giving people incentive to stay the fuck home. Or, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that I'm not worried. I do know that I'm not worried at all. And neither should you. Neither should you be. And if you are, I don't know. But just try to be proactive. Put yourself in a good position. Find a local farm. Find a supermarket. Find somewhere where you're going to be strategically close enough to what you need or where you need to be. Find a pharmacy. I don't know what to tell you. Other than plan ahead. Plan ahead. And, try to enjoy this time. Try to enjoy this time as best you can, as best as possible. It's not the end of the world. This could be a really, 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 really live virus. Maybe, maybe not. But mental bodies start piling up in the streets. When they say out here, it'll probably happen out here first. I'll let you guys know when to worry. But I don't think anybody in the other states should worry. Maybe the other countries, you guys probably shouldn't worry. Except for the fact that your rights are being taken away. But that's a battle for another time. Let's just be happy that we're healthy. I'm happy that I'm healthy. I know I've been fighting a little something the past couple of days, but I have no fever. But this thing is tricky. It knows how to get into your neurological system, and that's where my battle has been. That's okay. I will emerge the victorious one, because that's what I was put here for. And you can too. Have a great night, everybody. Stay safe and be at peace.